right, we are back. This is the Working Title Show with Zach Sams. I am your host, Zach Sams, and I am excited to be back in the studio today. We are going to have a great show. It is beautiful out. It's that great month of November, and as always with me, Trey in the booth. What's up, Trey?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm just thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled that it's 70. Actually, I'm bummed that it's 70 degrees outside because I should be playing golf.
I was about to say, why would you be bummed that it's beautiful outside in Texas right now?
Yeah, because I'm indoors, I guess.
But your logic makes sense after all.
Yeah. It always comes around. But we do have a great show today, Trey. And I want to thank Jim Kelly, who is the principal and broker of Champions DFW Commercial Realty, for coming on the show today. Jim, how are you?
Howdy, 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 brother Zach. I appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. I'm glad to have you on. You're looking really hip and cool today, by the way. Yeah, that's a great jacket.
Well, I'm from Oak Cliff in Dallas. That's my hood.
And, oh, okay. Well, you probably have a lean, too.
Absolutely. It's in there. By the time the show's over, Trey, it's probably going to come out. But seriously, Zach, we're excited to be here today.
Yeah. Zach has a patented lean for everybody who's listening to the podcast right now that we were talking about a little bit earlier, just to give everybody some insight on what that means.
Well, normally you'd be able to see that on a podcast, but I believe we're videoing. So
right. True enough. We're videoing
audio. It's out there somewhere if you can find it. Good luck. Okay. But Jim, so thanks for coming on, Jim. You are a veteran in the commercial real estate arena. You own a brokerage there in Southlake, and you know, one of the things we really like to talk about on this show is if you want to hear about negative things, you know, there's a whole lot of outlets out there, and so we like to feel good when we're in here, and there's nothing else I don't think anything feels as good as the economy in Texas has for a long time now, and it's continuing to go. I mean, you've got about 5 million papers out in front of you, all the good news that we see going on around here in commercial real estate. So just in your opinion, Jim, what's keeping us going?
Well, let me just step back for a second. Zach, I was born and raised here.
Yeah.
So I've lived here my entire life. Oak Cliff.
Yeah.
Live in the South Lake Grapevine area today. But so I've seen and witnessed firsthand what's happened to Dallas in my entire lifetime. And
sure.
Dallas-Fort Worth is such an economic engine. I call it the rocket ship. I've lived in places like Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida, L.A. And to me, Texas is very unique territory and market that most people don't comprehend. But I start with this.
Yeah.
People in business operate to be profitable, to make money. So people in other states, as they get taxed and the ordinances become heavier and they become burdened. In fact, I think America was started because of overtaxation, right?
I heard that once, but people are forgetting.
But
Wake up, people.
So I believe that the bulk of corporations are considering taxes for many reasons, but that starts there. Less taxation, they're pro-business, pro-development, right?
Yep.
Lower cost of living, lower housing costs. They're in the middle of the country.
Yep.
So you're in the central time zone. You can get to either coast. You can get to international. You have an international airport right here. So I think it just is a fantastic, dynamic place to do business.
Absolutely. I mean, it is, and we're seeing all those things play out. And for a while, though, I mean, if you go back, I mean, as you said, you grew up in Oak Cliff. I mean, Texas wasn't the economic engine it was back then. It was, but nobody knew about it. And now they're starting to figure it out.
Well, it took a runway. I mean, obviously, we were heavily focused on oil and gas.
Yeah.
When I kind of grew up, and that kind of started to taper off in the 80s and 90s, and then had a blip with natural gas in the 2000s. But, you know, we are so diversified, unlike even cities within Texas. If you look at Houston, you look at San Antonio, you look at Austin's a tech, Dallas is so diversified. So you'll get companies coming from every conceivable vertical market possible to the Dallas-Fort Worth market. And that just continues to drive. So as long as companies continue to come to Texas and Dallas-Fort Worth specifically,
right,
I think we're going to see the economic engine, even in a market reset. You know, people have been protecting it. Is it a year out? Is it 2 years? Is it three? Well, when people are still coming here, it's like Southlake. It's a high demographic city. Well, when there are resets, Zach, people who bring home the most money have the ability to sustain their lifestyle longer,
right?
So it keeps that area kind of insulated. And I think North Texas is insulated from within Texas, and in Texas is certainly insulated a little bit within the country in terms of economic strength.
If that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what does. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that about oil and gas, you know, in the past of Texas, especially Dallas-Fort Worth, that was the main economic engine. And on Monday, yesterday, I was at a conference, and the lady speaking was, she was with the Bureau for Labor and Statistics. And it was really interesting when she was kind of showing the timelines of, you know, where we've had unemployment, you know, gains. In the past, it was, you know, oil and gas related. But now in Dallas, we don't see those dips in employment like we did when we had, you know, booms and busts in the oil industry. But conversely, Houston, you can still see on their employment, you know, stats where every time, you know, oil or exploration or whatever it was, you know, not as much natural gas, still oil. When that goes down, so does the employment, and that just doesn't happen in Dallas anymore. We have so much industry here.
Well, and as a benchmark, Texas still has 2-3% unemployment.
Yeah,
that's a crazy number. I've never seen that in my lifetime. And so, anybody that wants to work, there's lots of opportunities out there.
I think there's a key there: wants to work.
That is true. That is true.
Got to work, people. Anyway, so we will be back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Jim Kelly, Principal Broker of Champions DFW Commercial Realty. Thanks, Jim. All right. We are back, and this is the second segment. And Trey, who was that Blink 182 you were playing there? I didn't know you were a Blink 182 fan.
That was not Blink 182 fan. I am not a fan. But I do know the group. I'm familiar, but I'm not a fan of Blink. That was David Bjork, I think was his name.
David Bjork. He's hot right now. I think he's playing in Deep Ellum this weekend or something.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
David Bjork, yeah, one of my faves.
Share a little love there. Yeah.
So we are back. Jim, thanks for staying over the break. Still with us, Jim Kelly, Principal Broker at Champions DFW Commercial Realty in Southlake. And you are it in Southlake. I mean, when you drive through Southlake, the only signs you see are Jim Kelly. So, Jim, tell us, how'd you get into the commercial real estate business, and you know, what's been driving your success?
Well, thanks, Zach, for that question. Very interesting. I grew up in Oak Cliff, as I mentioned. I went off to Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas, to get a marketing degree, and somehow tried to pursue the corporate America dream.
Yeah.
And found myself working for, you know, startup companies,
sure,
candidly, that were underfunded and undercapitalized. And so the story goes, I was in Pittsburgh, PA in December,
of
December, very cold, icy, wintry day, when the president of that company then called me at 10 o'clock at night to tell me, I am no longer employed. Good luck getting back to Texas. And I'm like, okay, well, I come back to Texas. My head's down a little bit, I'll be honest. College degree, workaholic, single, just tearing it up.
Yeah.
But I was on a journey, Zach, I didn't know I was on. And a friend of mine said, hey, have you ever thought about real estate? And I said, no, ma'am. It was a lady that I had gone to church with. And she said, well, come spend 2 days with me. And she was leasing tower space out in Irving in Los Colinas. And I said, sure, I'll take you up on that. 2 days of that, I just could not believe. I fell in love. This is my passion. This is my epiphany. 6 weeks later, I had my license. And I started leasing office space at the Crescent in downtown Dallas.
No kidding.
And did that for a year.
Yeah.
But here's a guy that had been traveling the entire country in various sales and marketing roles. So I was a little bit challenged sitting on one property. It was a great property, great venue, but I wanted to do more. And mm-hmm. So I started interviewing brokers, and that led me to Southlake. And I went to work for a broker in Southlake. And 3.5 years after working with that broker, I started Champions in 2007. So we're almost 13 years old. It's hard to believe.
2007 was a great year to start a real estate brokerage, wasn't it?
By some people's standards, it may not have been, Zach. But you know what? I have some of my associates, that, especially one, he said, when I saw that Jim started in 07 at the bottom of it, right?
Yeah.
07,
can
8,
only
9.
Go up from there.
Well, and that you stayed in business,
yeah,
and that you flourished. It spoke to him. And you know, I just think if you get up every day and you have a passion about what you do and you serve your clients well and you care for them, good things are going to happen. And so that's kind of what has transpired. I've been on a journey, and it lives on because I love commercial real estate. I love what we do. We get to help people every day. Every project's different. Every client's different. And as I say, we connect dots. That's what we
sure
do. You know, we're in the people business. Real estate is just a vehicle,
yeah,
that allows us to get there. But it is very unique and it's very dynamic. And as we've talked about, Dallas-Fort Worth market is on fire, and it's been on fire for multiple years. And who knows where it's going to stop. But even in a down year, when 07, 08, 09 hit, I loved what I did back then and I do today, Zach. So it's been fun. It's been a great ride.
Well, I think that's a great philosophy, Jim, just, you know, how to operate in life and in business. And it's proven to work for you in both places. So so tell us a little bit about Champions DFW. I know you're a commercial brokerage. I know you're in Southlake, but I know you do business way, you know, in Southlake and outside of Southlake. So tell me just kind of how tell me how y'all operate and how y'all are helping people.
I would love to. So we're based in Southlake. We've been there for 13 years, as I stated. We operate within a full commercial brokerage platform, meaning we touch retail, we touch office, medical office, industrial flex, land, you know, special use projects like church buildings. But we have about 10 folks in our firm.
Yep.
We also do property management, so we do a lot of leasing. I would say about 75 to 80% of our stuff is on the landlord seller side, meaning we list properties for sale, we list properties for lease, and then we manage those properties.
Okay.
Throughout Dallas-Fort Worth, we're licensed in the state of Texas, and I would say we probably operate pretty heavy within a 2-hour distance in terms of certain significant projects.
Right.
We're not going to go to Waco, Texas for, you know, a small project, but because we can't give great service. So we're very serious about providing that great service. But we operate throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in full service brokerage, mostly on the landlord seller side. So we list properties for lease and sale, and,
right.
and we've got 10 folks. We've got people that have the special skill set and knowledge of those verticals, i.e. retail, i.e. office, industrial and investment sales, as well as property management.
So with the property management, is that across all assets, so that you're managing retail and office and industrial, or is there some, or is there a segment you stay
no,
in
on
that?
No, it's with the exception of multifamily, that's a whole different breed. That's more residential property
sure.
management. We touch all commercial classifications on property management, retail, office, medical office. And I would say our sweet spot's probably 10,000 to 200,000.
Yeah.
In terms of the size of properties we manage. And it's a very critical piece. People forget you can have a $5 million, $10 million, $20 million asset, Zach, but guess what? If you don't manage it,
it's not going to be worth that much.
It's going to lose the value.
Sure.
You're going to lose tenancy, which then depreciates the overall value of that property. So we feel like it's a critical piece. It's not my skill set.
Right.
And I took it on about 3 years ago. I partnered with the right director of property management. She's been in it 30 years. She
yeah,
gets
you have
it.
The right people there. Got to have the right
people. Got to have the right people. But they engage the tenants every day.
Yeah.
And they're on the property minimum once a week. So they do a great job of taking care of the assets as though it was their own.
So, do you think people make a mistake trying to manage their own properties, you know, especially when it comes to the commercial side?
I do. Very few people have the breadth of knowledge on how to manage a property, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just making sure the lawn's mowed,
right?
The landscaping's watered.
Sprinklers work.
But here recently, I mean, we talked about, there's a story out about, you know, property insurance, right? And how due to the storms in Dallas-Fort Worth, we're probably just going to see a 25 to 50% increase in commercial insurance rates. So
is that a function of property management when you have a storm come in? So if you own that building or you're managing any one of these buildings, that's on you to get that building back.
Absolutely.
Where it needs to
Here's
be.
A good example. We have 5 property portfolio we just took on.
Okay.
The owner was in California trying to manage it from California. Let me say, she was from California, right?
Yeah.
So if
I already see that's a little bit of a disconnect.
Yeah. If the storms hit, you're not on site.
They don't even know what a thunderstorm is in California.
Exactly. So I think it's critical that you have good access to the property, that mm-hmm. you can see it, if certainly weekly, if not daily sometimes, right?
Yep.
But it's as I mentioned, it's managing the property insurance, it's managing repairs, it's managing the tenancy and making sure the spaces are properly cared for, fighting property taxes.
Yeah.
The taxing authority is going to seek a property increase. What are you doing? Are you in California? How do you protest that, right?
Yeah.
So
we're in a non-disclosure state. California is a disclosure state.
Exactly.
Totally
so we are so on that mm-hmm. From day to day in those operations. We manage the asset as though it was our own, Zach, and it's very critical that we bring that extra value that you're typically not going to see in an out-of-state management group or some management groups here locally that don't believe in the customer care that we provide.
Right. And plus the property management group, you're a client. Or the owner's your client, and you want to keep them happy, so you're going to treat their tenants well. Where, you know, where it's the owner managing their own property, I think we tend to get a little cranky. You know, you don't always give the best service that way.
Well, and it's, you know, we can kind of see it from two sides. We're doing the leasing on a property and we're managing it, right? Yeah. So I may be out there on a property tour with a client, and I see something, I notice something that for it might have been 2 days since the property manager was there.
Yep.
So now we have more eyes on the property.
Yeah.
Which provides better service to the asset.
Seems like a winning formula to me.
So I think we got a winning formula. We got a winning team for sure. We got such a unique collaboration. But we do everything out of Southlake. Everything is based there in Southlake. And we do provide tenant buyer representation agreements. I get pulled in a lot from that because of my 18 years in the business. Clients want that extra service. They want to deal with me sometimes or deal with one of my associates. But so we do provide buyer tenant rep services. But primary is 70-80% is on the landlord seller side, Zach.
Very interesting. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Jim Kelly, Principal Broker of Champions DFW Commercial Realty. All right, I like that, Trey. Is that Primus?
That is not Primus. That is Victor Olsen.
I'm going back to my Beavis and Butthead days, I guess.
Who is Primus? I haven't heard of them before.
Look it up. Okay. Look it up.
I got you.
All right, we are back. This is the Working Title Show with Zach Sams, and he stayed with us. Jim Kelly, Principal Broker, Champions DFW Commercial Realty out of Southlake. Jim, again, thanks for being on with us, and thanks for sharing about your company there in the last segment. It's I always find it interesting. Real estate just never gets boring. You know, there's so many facets to it. You know, there's so many different ways to make a living in real estate, but so many ways to invest in real estate. Even if your main role in your job is, it could be totally on the other side, you know, of the spectrum from real estate. But it's something I think everybody can even learn about, play in, and be excited about. So tell us, you know, with what you're doing in Southlake and what you see going on around the Metroplex, what are you excited about? What do you want the people, you know, in Southlake or that listen to the show to know about real estate or know about y'all, and how do y'all help people, especially, you know, I know there's like 50 questions in this, but and how are y'all helping people that, you know, maybe are trying to find other ways to put their other places to put their money?
Well, Zach, we help our clients in so many different ways. Obviously, I mentioned we sell and lease property for property owners that have invested in real estate.
Yep.
But I think one of the greatest things we do is we're a resource for our clients. Mm-hmm. We don't just know what is on the market or what is sold.
Right.
But what's coming and how does that impact, right? There's a big brouhaha in Southlake about density right now. And I think it's going on. It's a conversation that's going on throughout the Metroplex and some of these smaller municipalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the times in the cities that have kind of dry up and blow away, right? Or that don't do well because they don't have any employment, right?
Right.
For people to pull from to support themselves and their families. And so I see growth and development.
Meaning there's not a place in some of these municipalities for people to live and work that are servicing these communities. Is that what you're...
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
I mean, we see that in a lot of places.
You know, it's development to me brings jobs. It brings employment. And it doesn't matter if it's an 8-to-5 job where you're sitting behind a desk and a computer, but it brings restaurants. It brings entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It brings lots of businesses that, you know, generate the economic opportunities,
sure,
for people to support their families and to enjoy a quality of life, right?
Right.
So I think what that's going on throughout the Metroplex right now, and we see it in Northeast Tarrant County. Charles Schwab is getting ready to occupy 1.3 million square feet of office space.
What a building that is.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. At the intersection of 114 and 160, and you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Hillwood has announced they plan to bring approximately 13 million square feet of Class A office.
Wow.
So let that resonate. And if you do the numbers and back into
more rooftops, right?
Well, absolutely. You're going to have in the next 5 to 10 years 25 to 30,000 new employees.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to have places to live. So you got to have rooftops. Well, that then drives commercial. And ultimately, it will drive traffic and density, right?
Right.
And that's the struggle I think some people have, is it impacts my commute, it impacts, but they also like going down to the great restaurant and
people,
having a nice
like
meal.
People like growth as long as it's not in their backyard. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I don't think you can have it both ways.
You really can't.
I think if you need the serene setting, the country setting, you just got to keep moving out further, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's only so much land, there's only so much area that you can build on, and that's going to drive density.
The frontier is always out further. You just got to keep going.
Absolutely. Right? So I'm excited about all the growth and all the development from a real estate broker. Yes, it's sure. How I make my living. It's how I support my family. It's how my team supports their families. But again, we get to intersect and engage so many different businesses. And at the end of the day, commercial real estate, whether it's what we call second generation space that gets reletted or gets mm-hmm. sold, or it's new development, it changes and impacts people's lives, right?
I mean, people don't realize they're walking around on commercial real estate all day long.
Here's a good story. I told you earlier, I just came from my son's Thanksgiving, and they, early in the year, they planted mm-hmm. planted a garden.
Right.
And their hopes was to plant the garden, reap what they had planted,
yep.
and then make a Thanksgiving meal. Well, guess what?
What?
Texas heat, Texas weather didn't allow the garden to grow. So in the storyline, the kid's storyline's like, we just went to the grocery store. But the pilgrims and the Indians didn't have that luxury.
No.
So when people think about how development is maybe impacting them in a negative way, they need to realize that it's been a positive thing. Because last time I checked, we had indoor plumbing.
Yep.
We have grocery stores. We have clothes stores that we can run down the street and get what we need or that improves our quality of life.
That's a great point. My wife showed me last night as we were getting in bed, getting ready to go to sleep. She showed me this funny video, and I wish I could link to it. I'll see if I can find it, and I'll link to it. But it was of this dad, and he was trying to teach his kids a lesson. And so, as we're approaching Christmas, and like everything that he, was coming into contact with that morning as he was going out to work was wrapped as a present. So he walked into his closet and his shoes are wrapped as his gift. He's like, wow, I have shoes. And then he gets down to the breakfast table and his breakfast is wrapped. He's like, I have food to eat. Then he goes out to his car in the driveway and it's all wrapped.
He's got a car.
He's like, I have a car. And it was funny, but it was so true. We forget how blessed we are all the time.
Well, and it starts, I tell my kids all the time, it starts with you being born in this country.
You ain't kidding. People, and then Texas next.
Absolutely. People want to talk about, like you said, they want to talk about maybe negativity or things that are happening negative in our society. But we're born in this country. It is the most blessed country in the world from my perspective, right?
Amen.
But try doing without some of the things and then tell me how you like that, right? Or, I used to hear a saying, if you don't like it, try missing 3 days and tell me about that, right?
Man, I wish all the people bashing this country all the time could have about 3 days of missing out on all the blessings that we have here every day.
It'd be
a different story.
It is so relative. Exactly. And I hope that my kids, when they're growing up, I hope that I can expose them. And we teach them a lot. There's families that don't have what we have, that live in cardboard boxes, et cetera, et cetera. And so I certainly try to embrace the thankfulness, not only in this season, Zach, of Thanksgiving and Christmas, but what we truly have and how blessed we are in this country. And part of that is the commercial real estate aspect that I get to, it's my passion, my epiphany. I get to practice it every day with people like yourselves. And it's just, it's so energizing to be able to have people like you involved in us at Champions and be engaged with us to help folks.
Well, we appreciate you as well, Jim, and all you're doing for the community out there. And it is important. It's important that, y'all do impact people's lives because these are people's businesses, some are homes, depending on what type of real estate it is, but they have to be able to support their families, and so commercial real estate does that.
It does do that because it impacts how people, whether you're leasing a property, you're buying a property, they operate from commercial space or buildings or properties, and it blesses their family, and so
creates jobs.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And great Star Society.
That's good stuff. Jim, I hope you'll come back and visit with us again.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it.
We didn't get to any of your papers. Oh, we did have one other thing I wanted to ask you about. You told me y'all had a couple properties coming on. That you're excited about. What were those? And we'll link to those on the page as well.
Yeah. First up is Chapel Crossing Medical Office Building in Southlake, no less. Yeah. It's a 51,000 square foot medical office building. We've got it about 50% leased, but we've got more room. We need some medical user specialty docs to take a look at that. It's a great location. It's at Whitechapel 114, so easily accessible.
Sure.
Lots of docs already in the building, but it's a great demographic city with more growth coming, and we need more docs there. So I'm very excited about that. We lease and manage that property, and then we have an extra 2 acres next door to that that someone can come along and
build
another another office building up to about 25,000 square feet. So that's the one of the new listings that we have, and we're working diligently on that. So look us up on our website or contact us, Zach, if there's anybody listening that needs medical office space in the South Lake Northeast Tarrant County. The other one that I'm really excited about is Cleburne Station. I know you're a sports guy. Cleburne Station.
Yeah.
It's down south of Fort Worth, 20 minutes or so. And the mixed-use project that we've taken on is a 60-acre, actually it's total 75 acres, less the ball field of 15 acres. So it's about 60 acres of development. The Cleburne Railroaders are the minor league ballpark.
Oh, no kidding.
It is a phenomenal minor league ballpark.
I didn't even know there
ballpark.
Was a minor league team down there.
You need to go check them out. They were going back and forth between first and second last year. But great little team, great facility, great ballpark. And it's right on the point of 67 and Chisholm Trail. So it's a great project. We'll have multifamily opportunity developments there. Hospitality. We need a movie theater down there and big box retail. We've got a national C store that's signed up. They're going to be starting development soon. The baseball park's there. It's ready to go. We're ready for the developers or clients to come and build a building or lease space there.
That's exciting. Well, what's your website, Jim?
It's championsdfw.com. That's championsdfw.com. And our corporate office number is 817-488-4333. That's championsdfw.com.
Awesome. Well, we will link to it on the site. And thanks again, Jim, for coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate it.
You got it,
sir. Have a good day.
This has been the Working Title Show with Zach Sams, and we will see you next time.